Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. It is 4 minutes past 10. This is Sex Talk with Jonty Searle. And a studio full of beautiful people, of perverts, of who knows what we have here.
He's
this
talking
morning.
About you again tomorrow.
So we take absolutely no responsibility for what is going to go on here this morning, because this is going to degenerate into the gutter very, very quickly. And anybody who's outside who wants to come join us, you're more than welcome, because we have some really interesting questions this morning, especially for the guys out there. So some really interesting questions. So please join our conversation on
0861 555 189, or you can message us to screen on WeChat. Alternatively, catch us on Twitter, sextalk_CliffC.
So, morning, Tamar.
Good morning, Jonty.
You look really gorgeous this morning, baby. You
Thank
do.
Thank you, my love.
You really do. Thank Lisa, you. Good morning.
Good morning, John, and all the other beautiful people in the studio today.
Anastasia, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
So Luan is with us from?
Mailbooth. Morning, Jonty.
That's so cool. Moriski is here.
Yeah, from Stayfly Industries.
Cool. Lindy's here as a hot stylist who is going to talk to us about how would you style a male boudoir shoot?
Very interesting. The underwear is super amazing. I would definitely style it with a pair of water.
Okay, we're going to come back to that.
Okay.
So it was, we're opening the door to the question.
Okay. She's That's like, very, I have a foot in the cool. door. I'm
She's
in.
Ready. Yeah, yeah, I'm ready. Like, let's go.
There we go, which is really, really cool. So that is fantastic. So this is a topic that Lisa and Anastasia are absolutely expert in, which is male underwear. Mm,
yes, I can't wait to touch them.
That is our absolute field of expertise.
You know so much about that. Yes.
Loving it.
Okay. So let us start with this.
Ninja sex. Chocolate starfish. Twitter bag. Calipagian.
Today's dirty dictionary word is...
air in... inflation.
Ooh.
Dirty dictionary word.
Okay, so in a sexual context, any idea what that might be?
No, you tell me, man.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you yet. Take a guess. Air inflation.
Air inflation.
I know.
Okay, what do you think?
It's that pussy farts.
Pussy farts.
It's like when you just pump, 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 pump. That's kind of the theme
okay.
of male underwear.
Because any
isn't
idea?
That what happens when you have sex with a man? Because his penis kind of looks like a pump. So while you're having sex, he's inflating you with
Listen,
air.
You know what he's
okay.
doing.
I'm just
there
saying.
Anastasia.
I know exactly what this is.
Yes.
It's foreplay when your only partner is a blow-up doll.
Luan, any clues?
I would also have said something with a toy.
Okay, Lindy, any idea?
I definitely would have said something with a toy as well.
Okay, so towards the end of the show, we will tell you, and you guys are all so far off the mark.
By the way, last week we forgot. we just forgot to tell what was our last week.
No, because everybody guessed it in the beginning.
Oh, everybody guessed. Okay, you see, I'm not listening.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how clever we are.
Yeah, so anybody who doesn't listen today has to get...
spanking on their male underwear.
Bare bottom spanking.
Yes.
That would be cool.
Yes, so... please let us know what you think air inflation is. And where does this come from? It came from the idea that there's this trend in male underwear that is kind of growing. That's really changed the way men look at underwear. So we've had this obsession with lingerie for so long. And women are buying underwear for their men. Men are buying underwear for their women. Women are wearing underwear for their men. Who's buying this new underwear, Luan?
Well, I think the main focus here is that men want to feel strong. They want to feel sexy. They also want to feel independent, both in their sexuality and sensuality. Mm. So that's, I think, what's happening. And we see our clients coming from all over, from traditional farmers, from small remote areas, to people from the city.
So the boer in the Karoo sitting on his tractor could be wearing who knows what under his car keys.
That's it. The miner in Middelburg is ordering. So it's, you know, there's people from all over.
Okay. So we're going to take lots of pictures during the show. We are going to periscope things and do all sorts of interesting things.
Cool.
So what kind of styles are these? Are these like the traditional sort of boxer briefs? Is it going more into G-string? Mm. Where's it going?
The style and the shape of what we're looking at now is changed completely. Mm. It's not like in the old days where you walked into your department store and you bought a 5-pack of underwear.
Okay.
You now look at something specifically to cut and to style. Briefs have become more revealing. Boxers have become more tightly shaped. And the technology advances that have happened is also quite large. Okay. If you look at some of the shapewear especially, it's really something completely different.
Okay. So are these designed to kind of show? Are they designed to hide? Are they designed to
make
reveal?
It bigger?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Are they designed to like enhance the package? So
I'm sitting next to
bigger?
This pile of male underwear. I'm telling you right now, there's one here that looks like in its former life, it used to be a push-up bra with pads. It's like there's a repurposed one to bra here.
Okay, so let's take a picture of that. And
oh my God, it even comes out with a...
Okay, so will somebody take a picture of that and put it out on Twitter, please?
There we go. Tamar wearing the shock cup.
Okay, so what's that designed to do? So it looks kind of like a little sort of soft, like a bra cup or a cricket box, something like that.
If you look at the new swimwear these days, it's actually a polyelastine.
Okay.
So when it gets wet, you really want something that's not going to give... That's not going to give you too much revealing.
And by it gets wet, you're talking about the costume, not the man.
Yes.
So the costume gets wet and everything stays protected, so it doesn't
kind
of shrivel in cold water.
Much.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the cold water thing, because shrinkage, right?
Absolutely.
But Speedo used to be the thing, right? Yeah. Everybody used to wear Speedo, and then you used to see the little thing. And
If you look at this design, it's actually got stitching. So it's got like a seam, so you don't have a pouch that's hard inside, but a seam that actually flows.
Okay, so the pouch is such an important part of the design here.
Yes, it is. It's all about the pouch, really.
It looks like a mini penis in there.
Okay. It's actually referred to as
Lisa,
a snuggle pouch.
Lisa, when was the last
pouch?
Time you saw a penis?
The seam is like right in the middle where you'd expect a vein to be. This is obscene.
So that means somebody has to kind of go to the left or the right.
Oh my God.
Somewhere.
Oh my God.
This is one of my favorite.
Take a picture.
What?
Can we get someone to try this?
So that's
on. We have a model.
Oh yeah, there is a model. I think NK would be the right model for that.
So you know, in the old style jock straps, which were very kind of plain, a lot of people wore them for sport.
Yes.
So that is taking the jock strap into the 21st century with neon, mind-blowing
stuff. All different level.
I'm pretty sure that's a banana hammer,
now,
right?
I have to ask, because are straight men going to wear that?
Yes, they do. They actually our biggest market. So the thing is, men want something different. Like women can walk into many shops into a shopping center and they can buy whatever they want, so can men now.
So women can be sitting in a board meeting, for example, with this most outrageous underwear, her clothes, with this little smile on her face.
That's it.
And especially with a little kind of remote control vibrator inside of her that somebody else is controlling. But she's still chairing the meeting. Mm. And now men can sit there in a 3-piece suit and do exactly the same thing.
That's it.
Real quick, I've got a question.
Yes.
So now what happens to people that normally don't wear underwear? Like us?
Yeah,
like
that's a really good question.
Like three,
there we go.
Four people
there
here in the studio don't wear underwear. That's because you're stingy, guys. When you're going to have lots and lots of money, I hope.
It's an investment.
Because the feeling of freedom is just unbeatable.
It's unbeatable.
Once you've worn something like this,
you
I promise
cool,
you,
man.
You will change your opinion about wearing
nothing.
Oh,
yeah, it even has holes, so it's good.
It's all mesh.
Low fluctuation in air.
Exactly.
By the genitals.
Okay. So of these here, Moriski, which one would you choose to wear?
Because he's the rapper. He's the one who's going to show it.
I think I'll go for the blue one.
The blue one.
That's swimwear.
Okay.
Oh, so would you wear that?
Swimwear,
would you wear that on stage?
He likes the colors.
Would you wear that on stage?
Like Johnny Bravo,
Yeah.
No, like just popping like, out.
So would you put
popping
it
out? Yes, I would.
Yeah. So you,
Lindy's
you,
not sure.
Would you wear it.
It
like over your jeans? Almost no. like a Superman type thing.
I don't think I would.
Wait, he always sags his pants, so I think it would look nice, actually. Yeah. It could be like a statement piece.
You
like
need to talk right close to the mic.
It'd be like a trend, so yeah. I definitely think you should. You should consider it. I mean, it's breathable. Those are very breathable.
Yeah,
very.
Guys, rappers, yeah. And, you know, music yeah. and like the street music was always kind of a symbol uh-huh. of yeah. like baggy clothes and underwear. Mm-hmm. So they already did it before they were cool underwear. Now you have to show I can have style and be cool in the same time.
Exactly.
And it's all about presentation.
It's so beautiful.
Okay. So you guys went to Sandton Square.
Yeah, to Mandela Square.
What a fun story.
And you went to kind of talk to some guys about the underwear.
We tried.
Okay, so let's hear what you...
No, before you put it on, we have to say a word because we asked the question once.
Okay.
And then the answer, so Lisa was actually...
So what was the question?
The question was basically...
So basically, first of all, we asked them if they think men should be wearing sexy underwear. Mm. And then if someone told them to drop their pants, would they kind of feel a little bit degraded or do they think it's sexy? So those were the two questions.
Yeah, because this really puts men into the category of sex objects now and real objectification that women have
and they're grooming
experienced
themselves,
for so long.
And all of a sudden, they're also being... like you know their body counts and then if a woman comes to you in the club and says drop your pants I want to see you know what happens then
yeah because we spoke about men waxing about the anal bleaching yep. about grooming stuff that's going on yeah.
It's a real
so
story.
I want to find out what you guys think about the anal bleaching thing but let's hear this first.
Well, I don't wear underwear at all and if a woman was to ask me to drop my pants it would be it depend on who it'd be though.
I think it's just fair that they should wear sex underwear as well as women. Yeah.
I think men should not wear sexy underwears. I think the underwears for men should be just neat, something comfortable to wear with. Yeah. Girls can wear sexy underwear because girls are supposed to be sexy.
No, I don't necessarily think men should wear sexy underwear, but again, it's a matter of choice. And if they choose to wear sexy underwear, good for them. I also don't think I'll feel objectified if any girl asks me to see my underwear, because again, it's more about the material they're looking at than the actual body portion.
Well, for me, I don't think men should wear sexy underwears. And if my woman were to ask me to drop off my pants, but generally, I think I look at her like in a different light, you know. I look at her more like a female pivot or something.
Well, I think a man should wear what he feels comfortable in, basically. And if I were to be asked to drop my pants, my underwear, well, yeah, as long as they don't use that as a decision to either carry on the relationship or not, I have no problem with it.
I think it's cool to wear sexy underwear. I think it's about time for men to actually impress their women too.
Men, you should put sexy underwear for sure.
Yes, I do feel like men's underwear is extremely sexy. And if someone told me like to drop my pants, I'd definitely do it. I'd feel like really sexy, like really hot.
Okay.
And we are all celebrating
so
in studio right now.
So we don't get a chance to do anything that's like breaking news. We don't do anything like
breaking
that.
News.
Yeah.
We breaking news. We are breaking news right now.
Axed Idols judge Gareth Cliff won a mammoth lawsuit against Mnet on Friday, hours before the first auditions for the show were due to start. The celebrity won his bid to be reinstated as a judge of the popular talent scouting show.
Well done. Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Team Gareth.
Oh, wow.
There we go. Very, very cool. Okay.
Did he win any underwear in the real line?
Can be organized.
I think he should actually go on stage with that underwear.
Yeah. Yes, he will. Believe me,
absolutely.
He will.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can I get reinstated?
Absolutely. Awesome.
Yeah.
So, this is kind of really, really interesting what all these guys said. Women should be sexy and men should not be.
So I'm not the only one who notices the double standard there, that women have an obligation
absolutely.
To impress their partners.
An enormous
to dress
double
sexy.
Standard.
And, you know, oftentimes when couples are buying lingerie, it's the man picking out stuff for the woman.
Yeah.
In in a very heteronormative kind of a relationship. But it's like, you have to wear this for my sake. Mm. But when the tables are turned, then suddenly it's a different story.
Absolutely. So Mariski, how do you feel about being objectified as a sex object?
Hey man, if they find me sexy, let it be. I'm down for that.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. TK, how do you feel about being objectified as a sex object?
Depends what mood I'm in, I guess.
What makes you think that you have a choice in this? We've decided from now on, men are to be objectified. They are sex objects, and you have an obligation to impress us 24/7. How does that sound?
Mm-hmm. True, though. But now, there's a stigma going around where I think you need to have some sort of a six-pack going on, some biceps. What about the other guys, with no six-packs?
So that's quite a fascinating thing, and there's this some amazing new ideas coming out about that.
Mm-hmm.
That actually the guys with a little bit of a belly are the better lovers.
Those are the main guys.
And that's the same thing with women. I have to tell you this, because when beauty... physical beauty, which is on the surface, which is really, really shallow, when that is the only criteria for beauty and sexiness, that is based on insecurity. True. It's based on a very external idea of sexiness. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with what's inside the person.
Mm. Yes.
And very often it has nothing to do with sensuality, because that's based on how I look, not who I am or how I feel. And the sexiest women that I have come across in my life are the women who are comfy with themselves, regardless. And men are exactly the same, which doesn't mean that you can be 350 kilos and be sexy unless
you're into
the whole...
No, because then you can't see your penis.
Yeah, unless you're into the whole feeding thing. Never mind, find it.
Yeah, and clean it.
You know, there's this old disgusting thing. I'm going to be so... And I heard it's
I heard it's going in. There's like
as John T says that, he looks straight into my eyes. He knows.
Because you know, in the really, really big people, it was called Eno's people, which was you sprinkle some Eno's, you spray some water, and you see where it fizzes.
See, that's why I'm hot, but I've never slept with a fat girl. I've never needed Eno's.
Luan is looking at us and thinking, I'm such an intelligent person. What am I doing here?
Oh, no, that's all real.
No, it's all real. Yeah, yeah. Okay. You know, being like, you know, a manager of a school, thousands of students, I'm feeling a little bit shallow here.
So society puts a lot of pressure on us and on what our bodies look like. And we've actually just illustrated that it affects men as well as it affects women. You're expected to either have the six-pack and the biceps, or you're expected to have the hourglass figure and the washboard abs. And there's this new thing going on Instagram where people are taking selfies, and if you can't hold a pen with your underboob, then you're not woman enough. But that's the kind of thing that goes on.
Yeah.
And it's really about dispelling that. And I don't know if anyone here saw the new line of Barbie dolls that have just come out.
Mm-hmm.
No. There is a line of Barbie dolls called the Fashionistas, and they are diverse. It is no longer that typical hourglass Barbie figure that was scientifically proven to be absolutely anatomically impossible.
Yeah, it is, because some women have had that done surgically.
Well, absolutely,
and they
right.
look like aliens.
And
absolutely
some men.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. Some men
have. So, hashtag Kim Kardashian.
Well, this is the thing.
Well, that's a whole different alien right there. That's a whole different alien.
You know, people have their understanding of what a body is supposed to look like. It's formed in childhood with the toys that we play with, what we see in the media. So this new line of dolls that has come out with full-figured, and some of them are... they're not just white, they're black, they're people of color, they have all kinds of different body shapes. It is fantastic.
So here's a very interesting thing about the stomach thing, particularly what you were saying, was that we actually have two brains, and one is in our head and the other one is actually in our gut.
Yes.
Because there are
the doctor.
Amazing not collection of nerve endings, of chemicals, of neurotransmitters.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are constricting this, when all that you're doing is making the small and you're making it weak and you're pushing it in, you're shutting down this amazing connection with your physicality, with your viscerality, which means so much of our intuition, of our connection, comes from there. So when we let that be there naturally, we get in touch with that.
So that's does that really mean that that's the reason why most penises shrink when you're out there looking like Johnny Bravo?
What is that Johnny Bravo thing? Okay, with all the pumping of steroids.
Yeah, with the steroids.
We'll have a few in studio feet. Just now. John, do you have to say that if, you know, because now Gareth is trending, okay, so everybody's, like, the amount of tweets we're receiving, people are tuning in to Cliff Central to see what's happening, what happened, and then you're like, penises are shrinking. Johnny Bravo, and, you know, the male underwear, and they're like, Gareth, what happened?
The timing is absolutely
timing
perfect
is everything,
for us.
Guys. Thank you. Gareth, it's a message. My I bad. Think it's all absolutely. About the male underwear. Show your underwear. Yes. Drop your pants.
Absolutely. So, guys, you have 5 minutes to think about something to plan for.
Oh, nice.
Right. Okay. Okay.
So, at 10:30, we do a feature called A Real Sex Story.
Okay.
Okay. So, Morisky knows about real sex stories.
He doesn't want to remember.
A long time ago. Yeah. Yeah, that was in a slippage moment. Oh,
that was so good.
So
that was
what
so
we
good.
Are going to do is we're going to play one of our favorite games, which is a communal real sex story. So, what happens is...
We all take off our clothes. Oh, no, sorry.
Yeah, David can't wait. He's there for our next nude show. Okay. So, what we are going to do is I'm going to say two lines of a story. Then Tamar's going to give her two lines, which is beyond,
and then
she orgasmed.
And Tamar, please. It can be, and then he orgasmed.
We need a little bit more than that
Lisa,
this
help
morning.
Me with the English here.
We're skipping you if you're doing that.
Then okay, Lisa, then Anastasia, then Luan, then Morisky, Lindy, then TK, then David. So everybody's going to be involved in the real sex story this morning, which is going to be lots and lots of fun. And I also want you to think, because I really like this idea of men doing a boudoir shoot. Would you want your man to do
for
that?
For sure. Yeah.
Of course.
And regardless of the body, because think about women who do the boudoir shoots, which is the most incredible range of bodies, of ages, and to have these beautiful, sensual pictures, not these porn star pictures, which are concerned with how big or small your cock is, how hard it is, but a sensual expression as a man, and what does that actually mean to men? I think that's a fascinating idea.
So you'll just excuse Lisa and I for that segment. We'll go off and eat donuts and
yeah, we're gonna have some Krispy Kreme filled with creamy stuff.
Oh god.
The lesbians.
What did you expect, John?
What do you say? We said we're gonna hashtag something today. Yeah. The lesbians touching real cock. Sorry.
Yes. Oh. So there's this thing that's been trending on Facebook lately. Anastasia is going to absolutely kick me for this, but there's this thing trending on Facebook.
She's not going to kick you. She's going to bend you over the couch and spank you.
Yes, exactly.
If you bend me over, there's a strap on involved. Different story. Yeah. Anyway, so
we just need to get the paddle from Greg's office, and Lisa is going to be disciplined.
Wonderful.
This
morning.
So would you like some baby oil to go with that?
Some lube, please. Baby oil's not nice. Lube or coconut oil, please.
Yeah, baby oil's for the cheapskates.
Yeah, lube. Anyway, so in this video, they've got gay boys touching vaginas for the first time, and they've got lesbians touching penis for the first time. So we're getting a couple of male models in here, and since we're doing hashtag drop your pants today,
there's
we'll
going to be some lesbians touching.
There'll be some lesbians potentially touching some penis. I'm not saying we are. I'm just saying there might be
potentially
a photo opportunity.
objectifying.
Okay.
Anastasia,
how would you?
Yeah, it's the grief counselling thrown in for free without.
And then the orgasm.
Yeah. How would you style a boudoir shoot for a man?
Can I say confidence plays a big role in it?
So who has to be confident?
I think men of any shapes and sizes. I mean, if you ooze confidence, it really does.
Because that's sexy.
The show, very sexy. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's very sexy. But I definitely... Let me see. The underwear, they're very neon, very bright. And the cuts are very clean as well.
So would you want more discreet colors? Would you want kind of plainer colors, more black, white?
Maybe depends to who.
Depending on who the client is at that time. But because they're so loud and they're so there, I'll definitely, you know, maybe have really cool accessories for that. Mm-hmm. And a good smelling man means everything.
Yeah.
Can I please say that? That is just, that. And also jackets as well. I think are very cute on men with underwear. Okay. That is so sexy. You need to wrap it up and open it up.
Okay.
That's how it's styled.
Now, the trend of this has been extended into kind of lacy underwear for men. Is that like a really big thing, or is it just kind of happening on Facebook?
Lacy?
Almost like the same the same lace as women are wearing, but just in kind of a more male cut.
So it's almost like a see-through mesh that, and super soft, super comfortable.
Wow.
That one also has the mesh type of that you also get in swimwear these days.
It still looks like a bra. I'm betting you
I can try.
Boobs up.
Okay. If you keep doing that and you go into your head, you know we're getting into kind of the crotch sniffing area.
A lot of these are just repurposed Wonder Bras.
Okay.
There we go.
I think we're going to.
You understand that your lesbian credibility is going downhill fast this morning.
I think that is a perfectly lesbian thing to do with male underwear.
Love it.
Do you feel like it gives you enough support?
Yeah. Well, support above the boobs, not below.
So you need another one kind of around the waist, then you can sort of squeeze your boobs together.
It's a third eye, so we have a third boob. From the center of my heart.
So to actually just looking at like the difference in the style and the colors, because these are very vibrant and very loud and very bold and very unmistakable. And a lot of women's underwear is like soft and frilly and, you know, very light shades. And just reminded me of this thing that goes around Facebook about like, you know, different cosmetics and toiletries that are marketed to men and to women. So the women, it's like
and
rose and cotton and meadow and spring breeze, and the men it's like Sharknado and gun and explosives and antifreeze, and that's really what's going on here.
Yes, it is. But
so it's kind of a real masculine expression of
hashtag
what?
Anastasia always angry.
Who knows?
Doesn't matter.
It was the hashtag drop your pants at the tetamo.
Hashtag don't steal my orgasm. Hashtag don't steal my angry feminism.
Exactly. We will not. Okay. We will not.
Okay. Let us do this, boys and girls.
You can watch porn, or you can just listen to the real sex stories.
Okay, so I walked into the underwear shop. She was on my arm next to me.
Sorry, I'm following the story. Can you say this again?
I walked into the underwear shop. She was on my arm next to me.
The guy that was selling the most beautiful things, the most beautiful underwear, was actually giving me a very, very sexy look.
As he pulled down his pants and showed me his.
Bulging, pulsating banana hammock.
Covered in material of all sorts and types.
Smooth, silky body.
Cute and super sexy.
Then she reached over to me and said,
"Is that a banana in your pocket?"
I tried.
And there's your
orgasm. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, but I did like the male thing of like the male guy looking at the male guy.
But you know what's very interesting here was we started somewhere and then it came to Lisa and there was no more sensuality. There was no more story. It was just, there we go, for the action. I think we really need to have a little chat about sensuality, about build-up, about the excitement.
After you, I didn't say what he showed, you know? Think, he showed his underwear.
I think we really need to sit down and have a little chat about this.
Yeah, he took me to the back of the shop.
You know, when
beautiful.
It gets to men, I don't know how to be sensual, okay?
There's no difference.
If there was
no
woman standing there, I would be like...
I know one man that
that's
you actually
the point.
Have,
there's no difference.
Have showed me.
We'll bring that man in the room, then
no
he'll talk.
Difference. Sensuality is sensuality.
Hundreds, John D.
There we go.
I actually wish that we'd explored where Tamar wanted that story to go, because I think that would have been delightfully not mainstream.
Exactly. Finally, I had an idea. And it was good.
And it was
Okay, podcast. We'll do the video. We'll continue the story. There we go.
Okay. Let's go back to this boudoir shoot for men. What would it look like?
What would it look like?
Yeah, because think about the boudoir shoots for women. So what are they? There's soft lighting.
Exactly.
There's kind of draped bodies. So it's kind of not all revealed. Even though explicit can be sensual, depending on the context. So what would it look like?
It would definitely be like a runway on top of the roof, mm-hmm. maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Skyline in the background. Something to do with nature, I think. Yeah. Also kind of draws, you know, clients' attention.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely something to do with nature. I mean, if you want to take it there, we could do it somewhere maybe in the bushes.
Mm-hmm. On location.
Yes,
yeah.
On location. That's a very beautiful idea.
In the back of Emerentia Dam, you know?
We can do that. We can take it there. We can take it there. I mean, the underwear is so loud. It speaks for itself. Mm. You can't do something that's, you know, going to contrast.
So would the focus be the underwear, or would the focus be the man, or would the focus be the man
in the underwear?
The man wearing the underwear. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay.
Definitely.
The underwear is just really the packaging.
Yeah, the vehicle for stuff. Mm. Okay.
Basically selling a fantasy. That's it. Mm. Creating an illusion.
Because that's what the boudoir shoots are, is a fantasy. Mm.
Oh, as well, art is very good, as I think, for a photo shoot. Mm-hmm. Something that could blend in, like a background, an artistic background, and mm-hmm. then could blend in with the underwear. That's very, very beautiful.
Mm.
And you can just see literally the model naked. Yummy.
Just no body chocolate.
Everything.
You'll have a chance to kind of decorate your own boudoir guy. He'll be here just now, and you'll be able to.
I can't wait. Okay. I can't wait.
We'll be doing a boudoir suite in the Cliff Central studio.
We have cameras, we have a sofa, we have some underwear, we're going to have a model.
Right. Yeah.
If not, Morisky is going to drop his pants. Mm.
Okay. You know, any little bit helps, styled. That's going to get you out.
Hey, he's already golden.
Whatever
you got to
do.
Luan, can we find something golden for backup for Morisky? Just something like
golden.
White, golden, white.
Yeah, not
we
really
have all these colors.
The golden, white.
Don't you want to do pink?
Although this yellow would look good on him, and the orange.
Word.
Seriously.
The yellow the and
oranges.
The orange.
Okay, and look at the fabric.
Yeah. Our friend Cindy in Ireland just sent a very cute little thing through, which I have to share with you.
Please.
Life is too short for shitty sex and bad relationships, so go find someone who fucks you right and treats you how you deserve to be treated.
Cindy!
Yes.
Delicious.
Okay. So that kind of applies. Okay, now that is really something. This orange.
Yes.
I don't know how to describe that even. Somebody got to take a picture of that and tweet it out somewhere. Because that really is something. So I really like the orange because one of my favorite colors to wear. I don't like the waistband, but I like the orange. Mm.
The
waistband. So what is that model called? Is that the Nectarine?
That's actually the almost naked.
That's
almost
for me.
Naked.
There we go. That's for me.
I like
definitely.
The fabric.
Do you know why the,
I like
why
the fabric.
Bands change so much? Shanti?
Tell me.
It's to prevent counterfeiting.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why it's so creative
so
with the bands.
Has this industry become so big that it actually is being copied?
Custom sits with about 10,000 rand of import goods per day counterfeit in underwear.
Wow. 10,000 rand a day?
A day.
Is this on a worldwide scale? Or just
no, this is South African customs.
Oh,
local customs.
Wow.
Wow. So interesting.
So while we're talking about the value, I don't know, what does a pair of sexy male undies cost?
Well, it can range anything from 200 to 800 rand.
And how long is that going to last? If I spend 800 rand on a jock strap, how long is that going to last me?
The whole idea is that you should be changing your underwear every 6 months.
Well, you should be changing your underwear
every
day.
I mean your wardrobe.
I've been doing it wrong all this time.
Oh my God, my laundry bills are going to drop so dramatically. These were on this, right?
So once every 6 months, until it's this
hashtag 6 month undies.
So I have to say, but I like some of these underwear because I do not like ladies' lingerie. Okay, on a lady it looks sexy, but I don't like wearing it. Okay, so we need to start a lesbian.
I think so.
Range.
I think so.
Okay.
Agreed. We can make it work.
Would it look similar to this?
I like these colors. Yes, it kind of works for me.
With
I'm
that.
Not too sure about this strappy jockey thing.
Jock strap is a male body thing.
You know, we should also look at active wear because I mean, look at this material. This is like active wear you can use for gym. You can. It's like a burnout fabric.
That's
nice.
What's the name of that fabric?
Can you swim in it as well?
It's still a cotton, but it's just a burnout. So it's it's actually been treated to become more soft.
I will wear that.
And the same with like what your traditional shorts would be.
So those shorts you can wear kind of as outerwear almost.
Exactly.
You can wear those
that is outerwear.
Anywhere.
Yeah. This you can do to gym. You could do to beach. I mean, this is swim shorts. And look how that has changed. The length has
That's
changed.
That's kind of like a seersucker type thing. Yeah. Wow.
So, and then, of course, what we're also doing is we're proudly launching our own range. So this isn't even available anywhere yet. Okay. This is just some of the sample cuts that we brought. But feel the fabric on this.
So if people want to see the pictures
and follow him.
Yeah, see, this I like. If people want this, wow, this is
feel
really
feel the fabric
cool.
on that, Jonty.
Wow.
That is
feel
a
the fabric on
this
that.
This is like something that you
like
find in La Senza or yes. La Perla. This yes. is really
but
amazing.
But that's proudly designed by us. And
except there's a problem. This is like a no crotch.
No, no, it's not seamed yet.
Which kind of suits me, but...
you know? They need to measure the size of your cock before they seam it.
That's still so raw.
It's kind of personalized. Okay, so that's pretty cool. Luan, what's the website? Where do people go see the pictures of all this stuff?
That's all on mailbooth.com.
Okay, www.mailbooth.com. Okay, this is amazing fabric, but this is really something that you'd find in any female lingerie yes. store, the fabric.
And that's from Italy. It's imported from Italy and then manufactured locally here.
Okay. So when you say that people should change kind of their underwear range yeah. every 6 months, is that kind of like seasonal? And then do you put it away for next summer or do you start again?
You know what, with regular washing, your synthetics and your linings and stuff actually do fade and do tarnish. So you need to keep it fresh. I mean, you don't want underwear that's looking bad after a while. Mm. So the idea is it also depends on how much is in your wardrobe, depending on quantity, how often you would change.
Yeah. So I have to ask then.
Yes, I have a large wardrobe.
That's exactly what he was going to ask you.
But actually, what I was going to say was, you know, there's this whole theory, and I don't know the research on it. You might know more than me, that fertility rates in men are dropping. Sperm motility is dropping. And a lot of that is deemed to be because of constriction.
That's it.
Tight underwear, not That's breathing.
Absolute lies. It's a lesbian plot to just breed you guys out. We don't need you.
Okay, I wouldn't argue with that. But if that's the case, you know, then... underwear needs to breathe more.
Yes.
It needs to be kind of a little bit looser.
Yeah. Hence the mesh materials and going into, even into the solid briefs. The material is still so soft and almost breathable. So it is quite a nice blend of cotton.
So this is such a departure, like from, you know, what you'd get. You walk into, I don't know, Woolies men's department and look at the basic kind of cotton briefs.
Woven
shorts,
boxes.
Whatever,
or, Well, this is completely different.
I want to say that yesterday when we walked around and asked men questions, so of course, being apologetic, hi, how are you? Can we maybe, okay, after 5 minutes, we got to the point of like, yeah, Lisa knows what I'm talking about. The fact was, first of all, I'm sending here, wasn't fun to get kicked out of Nelson Mandela Square for just interviewing people and asking their opinion.
And escorted out by security.
By security. That wasn't the fun moment. But, okay, let's understand that we are trying to, well, we're not harassing people. I wasn't naked running like in Melrose Arch.
Like in Melrose Arch.
Yeah. But I have to say, I have to use a lot of terms of like, okay, what do you think about sexy underwear for men? I had to go and borrow all the terms from the woman lingerie. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to feel good. I almost had to spell it out, you know, like, you want to feel good, you want to, and it's kind of trending, the whole idea of to be metrosexual, to be more connected, to groom your body more. But something was felt to me very wrong. I felt embarrassed to ask people.
That men couldn't connect with you because you had
not
to explain it so much?
Yes, I had to explain, and you know, like, just buying sex, what do you think? Do you think I'm, you know, there was still so much, even like suggesting he's gay, suggesting as that maybe he's, you know, what does it mean about him that, you know, somebody will see his underwear? It was actually, and you know, Nelson Mandela Square, a lot of people that buy clothes and so forth. We actually chose people with packets. And in the end of the day, it was actually just kind of weird to see that the conversation is not fully there.
But now you need to understand that a lot of people are not that comfortable with their sexuality like some of us are.
You're so right. I think we should have a show about it. Oh, we already have. Okay,
yeah, we talk about that almost every week because it comes up in almost every topic that we
you're
do.
You're right. You're absolutely right. People
so let me ask a question because this is an interesting thing. Do white men and black men look at this whole underwear story differently, or is it kind of
we
across the board?
Just stopped the racism today. Everything is
actually no. Actually, on that, that's I was thinking the same thing. And yesterday, we did notice the black men were more closed off to the idea than the white men were. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just from
I
us
saw the coolest rapper, the coolest guy, wearing such, you know, hip clothes, and I was like, man, I want to ask you something. You know, you look so cool. What do you think about sexy underwear for men?
Maybe tomorrow.
What? No, he was like, what? I'm out of here. And he was like totally offended by my question.
So, Moriski, is there a difference in this, you think?
Is there?
Is there a difference?
Well, I never really pay attention to my friend's way of putting on, but in my opinion, I think
you don't pay attention to your friend's underwear. What's wrong with you exactly?
Like, do you not look in their pants? Yeah. What's going on here? Hold up.
He's not really wearing any undies.
We just saw some balls.
That's the first but step now, of lesbians touching cock. Just saying.
My eyes, that banang.
I don't think there's a difference. I don't really think there's a difference, okay. Really.
I also
Briefs,
think,
strap jogs, T-strings.
So, Luan, in terms of who's buying stuff, is it or right across underwear. The board
it
for
is.
Everybody?
And I think
that's awesome. I mean, I think that's fantastic.
I think e-commerce has changed so much because people don't have to feel self-aware. They don't have to walk in a shop where they feel all the attention's on them and they can actually shop what they want, when they want. And
speaking on that, have you noticed that awkward situation where you go to the underwear department in any store?
Yeah.
There's always that funny little look that people put on or some sort of a straight face whenever they try and pick the type of underwear that they want to buy.
Yes.
It's a bit awkward for other people. You can't just
condoms.
Pick what you're looking for.
Or they're so embarrassed they take socks.
Yes,
I'm sure. True though. You know?
Underwear, I meant socks. Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am. That's what that aisle. You know? Yeah. True that.
I think because it's such a private thing. I mean, it's something that you kind of value if you're wearing underwear. It's not something that you'd feel comfortable just talking about, you know, with a stranger. It's like, why?
But either
Did
way.
Did you see something wrong?
But
something?
Either way, whether you're having a one-night stand or you're about to take a bath or shower or you're about to get your freak on, either way, you're going to take it off.
That's true. So but you still have to look sexy. Don't play.
So when you're going to take it off, is that important? Because is it important just to get it off as quickly as possible or to kind of make it part of the whole undressing story?
Look, I got to add, Devo, although I don't love wearing the whole lingerie thing, there's nothing unsexier than undressing a girl and she's wearing like kind of granny old panties.
Richard Jones.
You know, and then some of them even a little bit stretched out there at the crotchy area.
So isn't it what's in the panties that's more important than the panties?
No, because before you get to what's in the panties, you're going, damn, girl.
Is that clean?
Have you changed your underwear in the past 6 months, right?
Yes, okay.
And when you get married, then you think women are the problem. They start to get fat or whatever. Check men's hygiene and check men's underwear, socks when they get married. It's like, okay, that's the fourth hole. We can throw it now.
That's why ladies start batting for the other side. We're always clean and
that's
smooth.
Right.
Yeah, we're also, our auditions are also
like
opening
to
today.
Both sides.
I think some guys would give you some competition with them.
Lisa and I are very thorough, and we will assess your eligibility to join the program.
Is this going
to
include the pap smear story?
The pap smears are optional.
The pap smears are done by Anastasia. I might just need to add that.
Followed by exfoliation.
Followed by sanitation.
No, well, exfoliation first.
But I have to say, going back to the question about culture, I definitely think it depends on the age range for the black guys. I mean, but Ricky, don't you wear like sexy underwear?
I think I do.
But they do. I mean, the age, but I would say the age,
from
the age range. Yeah.
All right,
it definitely
does.
I mean, a man that's like 40, a black man that's 40, if you ask him about underwear, he's going to be like, excuse what?
Yeah,
like,
no.
Okay. Who's going to be doing our sex position?
We'll do it just
today.
Now, but I want to add something, Jonty. This is cool that these days, it's still a private thing. Okay, if you want to invest in your underwear, you can do it online. You can buy it online. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit of a problem, but they don't let you wear underwear anywhere in the shop. So it's not like in the shop I can, you know,
try it on.
So I think it's really cool that we have an option now to see, like Luan is suggesting, you know, to go online to see the different designs, look at the different brands, and understand a bit more, because when people come to you, they also don't like to be exposed, you know, when they check and they go through a sensual sexual journey. So it's cool. It's not anymore so much go to the coolest shop and, you know, shop for your underwear. You can actually do it privately, and then maybe just your lady will enjoy it or your man.
So
you know?
Are the stores carrying the same kind of range of underwear as you guys are carrying online?
No, actually not. Our ranges are all internationally imported.
Okay.
So you maybe in a few shops in Sandton, you find one or two of the styles, but across the board, we're the biggest seller of imported goods.
Doesn't our rapper have like an underwear rapier prepared for us?
Can make
let's
a plan.
Freestyle
it.
Come on.
The end of the show.
Come on, freestyle it, dude.
Okay.
Freestyle
Okay, so we have 2.5 minutes to the sex position. So somebody's going to do the sex position with... whoever. So somebody's going to periscope it. Somebody's going
to Yeah, we're going to periscope it just now. So Morisky's going to sing to us a little bit. That's his love song to me.
You're going to serenade tomorrow.
It's so good for February also. Yes. It is the month of love. So
the month of love between all genders and all people. Okay.
I have to say, I love how your model cancels of you. Mm. Something just came up. You know, during the underwear show, something just came up.
Okay, Lisa, that's the last time you say a man cancelled on me.
Okay. Right. Okay, so where is this going to be periscoped?
We're
going to
periscoping it.
Should we get the Krispy Kreme donuts?
Okay, we're periscoping it. Where is it going to be periscoped?
And Facebook.
Yeah, on what Twitter account?
Yeah, well, the normal one, Lisa the Lesbian.
Let's be specific. So it's Lisa at Lisa the Lesbian.
And it will also for 5 minutes. I'm just helping out, you know.
And it will also be at sextalk_CliffC. So just give us 2 seconds and we'll be live on Periscope.
Okay. No, after the song.
Okay, so who is going to be involved in the sex position?
I think basically Morisky is going to be involved because he has to. But the funny part is he's going to put the underwear
on top of my jeans.
Top of the jeans. And that's going to simulate a sensual sex position with male underwear to say that you don't have to take it out in order to be cool and hot.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
I just sang. It was a rhyme.
Okay. Jono.
I think I'm going to start
How would you feel about being a sex object just because of the underwear that you're wearing? Would you be cool with that?
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you, Jono.
I don't know what to put you on.
Put the mic.
So you need to talk to me direct. Okay, so Jono would be absolutely honored to be sex
objectified.
There we go.
So come here.
Good boy, there we go.
You're very sexy, Jono. I would objectify you too.
Okay. I said it first.
Okay, it's sex position time. Sorry.
Okay, so he's not going to sing for us first?
Do you have a beat there? Yeah. Or should I just
do
an acapella?
We can do a bit for you. We'll do with you.
I got your homie grilling me the hardest. I'ma eat the pussy girl regardless. I stay down south like I'm from Pitori. Spray up on the wall in the drawers like an artist. I got the long dick, baby, legendary. Where you get the pussy from? Bet your ass hereditary. Speaking in tongues, pussy numb. It ain't even February. You calling me your Valentine? Snap! I'm not really.
You ended it with Valentine, so that's.
Look, you had it eating pussy. Okay.
There you go. Okay. Sex position time.
So put that underwear on your
whatever. Are we
gonna
fit you
gonna,
what are you
gonna
put on?
Let's see.
So is he taking it off to be putting it on, or is he just putting it on?
I think it should be the jockstrap.
Yeah.
Ooh. Hashtag drop your pants.
Hashtag.
You've even got a variety here. What you could look at.
Okay, Jono, this is the good time to come into studio if you want to be a part of a sex position. It's very sensual today with male underwear. I'm just saying, if not, I have to pretend to be a man.
That's I'm not producing it, so there will be a lot of sensuality involved.
Jono's on the phone. He just took Obama's call to not get into the studio. Okay.
Now that's Sia's excuse.
Okay, Lindy,
you got to drop.
You're going to join into that sex position. Okay, we're going.
You know, we do shows naked, and you're scared to just take
off. Basically, we're going to show what happens when a woman sees a man with a beautiful. We're just kind of like, you know, we're choosing a man and a woman can be obviously two guys or whatever, but just, you know, looking at the underwear, saying, "Wow, you know, baby, you love yourself. You're connected to yourself. Just touch it a bit. It's going to be more about touch and feel. Okay."
There we go.
Oh,
new Superman jockstrap.
Did you put it upside down?
That's the straps, or just
okay.
Luan, feel free to help him.
Just help out there.
Oh my word! It's actually like a Brazilian thing, you know, like two like muffin top thing.
Yeah, okay. Actually, just getting into it is a sex position in and of itself. No, I'm serious. There's like an orgy going on here.
It's a BDSM.
There's like two different pairs of pants.
Can we just
say this
position from this?
The sex position is basically, Lindy, you're gonna first admire the underwear, then you're just gonna touch the fabric. You know, just.
Oh gosh! Wow.
Okay, Lindy's not so keen.
You are live on Periscope.
No, I'll do it. It's fine. I'll do it.
And you know what? I think for today, maybe. Okay. And I'm just putting it out there. Don't be offended. There's a. Show me the backside. Show me the backside. Exactly. So basically, you have an open approach to just stimulate maybe some areas in the back.
Okay.
Just saying, it's a good underwear to keep it on while you're stimulating a little bit from, you know, behind. Okay. And that's our sex position today. Keep the underwear and play with the...
too tight, then.
Baby, your package is...
We'll blame that on the jeans.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done for back entrances and well done for amazing underwear.
So there's no sex position. Well, that's it.
My angel, she just, you know...
I have 160 people on Periscope. They're very disappointed. You guys are going to have to do
okay,
something.
Okay, I'm holding it.
Holding it, the underwear.
This is dumb.
Guys, you didn't listen. I don't want to be that explicit. Say, put the strap on and fucking from behind. I'm not going to be that explicit. No. Okay, but I'm just saying those underwear are very suitable for this position. They are.
It really blows.
And it's sexy and it's beautiful. You can play. You can, you know, just. Okay. I think it's a good time to explore the anal side.
Okay, that's very interesting. So it's time for our dirty dictionary word, which was air inflation, which is a fetish of inflation that involves the fantasy of inflating a person to a comically large size with a bicycle pump. Some people enjoy doing this anally to give their partners this really full belly and this feeling of being full and kind of all pumped up. But obviously that can be quite dangerous.
Mm. See, I wasn't far off with the pump idea.
No, you weren't far
off. I was
off
just
with
far
off
with the
idea,
tools.
I think it works with our underwear. It works with our underwear.
So that's
today.
Kind of what that one is. Okay. Have you got any gigs coming up? Have you got anything coming up where you are appearing?
There's a
Putty
Bus experience that's coming soon. Yeah. Right now, we can't really give away too much detail into it, but just be on the lookout for it.
Get more info?
Hashtag.
Two venues, free shuttle, a great experience.
Just
what's the venue?
Morisky, the website? 01.
It's going to be at the beach and the JSC Club.
Okay.
We'll then keep you guys posted. Check my Twitter timeline at Morisky01, MORISK01.
Okay.
That's the one. And my Instagram for the latest updates.
Cool. Yeah. Thank you. Well, it's been really cool for you guys to be here. Thank you all for coming.
It's been a pleasure.
We've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had
thanks
fun.
For having us.
All
thank
to
you.
Everyone. All pictures and things, please let us have some so we can share them out on all of our feeds. And that's really, really cool.
Yep.
So thank you. We got some really cool stuff coming up, especially for Valentine's Day. This is the time to learn about sensuality, to learn about romance, to learn how to actually do that properly. What does that really mean, to be romantic, to be sensual, to be intimate? So please visit our website, www.eroslife.co.za. We've got some very cool workshops coming up. We're doing some very cool stuff in the next couple of months with Luan. Is we're going to be at the Pink Weekend in Rustenburg.
Yes, we are.
We are going to be at the Pink Lurries for the first time in Meisner, which is really, really exciting. We're going to be
where
doing
all the good gay people are.
That's
yes,
it.
Indeed.
We're going to be doing
we have
some
very, very
and the bad ones.
Excited about
talks
that.
And workshops, and hopefully we'll be able to do some outside live broadcasting from there. Yeah. So we need to find a sponsor for that. So anybody listening, we want your help, please.
Ooh.
Which will be really
real
cool.
Quick, can I ask a question?
Yes, quickly.
When are we having any of the nude parties,
the
sex
show.
Parties?
Oh, we'll do a new show soon.
Morisky, it's like you asking to propose. It's so sweet. I'm so
okay,
touched.
Okay, we'll let you know about
when are we having
show?
One of those? Talk and about the erotic experience Jonty, and all the works where everybody
Jonty's
just lets
drop
loose
the bomb
and
soon.
We'll all have a good time.
We will do that. And a really, really exciting thing that I am beyond excited about that we're going to talk about next week. Waves of Pleasure, a retreat in Mozambique with
that
conscious sensuality and swimming with dolphins. And that is really exciting that we are going to talk about next week.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
And I can't wait for that. I'm beyond.
True, though.
Let's finish it up with Team Gareth, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. This is such an awesome platform to be a part of, and we are all so proud.
And we're so grateful.
To be part of Cliff Central. Everything that it means and the freedom that it gives us to
True
be though. In the studio, to do what we do in the way that we do it.
Unscripted.
Uncensored.
Radio.
Going out around the world.
True
this
though.
Is really, really...
Yeah, you guys awesome. Can all drop an F-bomb right now if you want and nothing bad will happen.
But those were cool though.
Yes, yeah, so thank True. You. We wish you all so much pleasure. Up next is Casper and the team, and he looks like a whole gaggle of people out there. Doing wonderful, wonderful things. Again, thanks, guys. It's been
Thank
really,
you.
Really
Pleasure.
Thank
awesome.
You for having us. Thank you so much for having us.
This is CliffCentral.com.